This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Health has opened the state's first licensed detox facility for adolescents. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The facility will help patients 17 and younger with withdrawal in a safe environment. They'll be under the care of skilled medical, psychiatric, and nursing teams, according to the hospital. The program works alongside its existing substance disorder treatment program. Fentanyl-related deaths are still on the rise in the state, and there's high demand for adolescent support. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's only backcountry ski resort will not see any more winters. Bluebird Backcountry, which opened in 2019, is closing. Bluebird offered a backcountry experience with some safety measures, including avalanche-mitigated terrain, but co-founder and CEO Jeff Woodward says it was never able to turn a profit. He says its remote location between Steamboat Springs and Kremling played a big role.
People either don't come as often as they might if it was closer, or don't come at all because it's so far to get there.
Backcountry and avalanche education was a big part of Bluebird's mission, and Woodward says this closure creates a gap for people learning the sport. Starting in January, Durango will welcome its first poet laureates. The city's Creative Economy Commission has approved funding to establish both a poet laureate and youth poet laureate. Each laureate will serve a three-year term and be given a stipend to support their work. The program is supported by Durango's newly created Lodgers Tax Arts and Culture Fund. Applications will open this fall. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Stay here for more from CPR. It is a hot day across Colorado, with highs on the western slope in the upper 90s and along the Front Range in the mid 90s. Stay hydrated, stay cool.